Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, Michael.
Okay, so we finished the holidays. We've eaten lots, and now the old American sort of regret, we've got to lose weight. And I think that my wife slipped this article in here. I am a major carbohydrate eater. This is an article from the Annals of Internal Medicine. It's published in 2014, pre-holidays. It's in volume 161. It starts on page 309. And it asks a very simple but important question. Is a low-fat or low-carbohydrate diet more effective in causing weight loss and improving cardiovascular disease risk? It takes us back to Atkins. What did they find?
Yeah, and this is, I think, consistent with some other studies. It was in Annals of Internal Medicine, though, and was a well-done study, and it had a good 12-month follow-up, which is, you know, important in these kind of studies. You don't want to just look at a 3-month outcome. You really want to see at least 1 year, ideally longer. So they had 148 participants. Were volunteers from the general public. So these weren't even people coming in to see their doctor. They were solicited through ads. Most were women, 88%. Half were African American. They were randomized to either go on a diet of less than 40 grams carbohydrates a day. That's actually a little looser than Atkins, which suggests less than 20 grams a day, or a low-fat diet aiming to keep the percentage fat less than 30% of their daily energy intake, which is kind of the traditional, you know, cholesterol education program, U.S. national diet recommendation. Neither one actually specified a calorie goal. They just said limit carbs in one diet, limit fat in the other diet. They both got a lot of counseling, individual weekly sessions with a dietitian for 4 weeks, plus small group counseling sessions every other week for 5 months. So this was, you know, fairly intensive follow-up and reinforcement. At 12 months, the low-carb diet group lost an average of 3.5 kilos, or almost 8 pounds more than the low-fat diet group. So the low-carb, they lost 5.3 kilos versus only 1.8 for the low-fat diet. They also had greater reductions in fat mass, and they had a better improvement in lean mass. Total cholesterol didn't change. HDL actually increased more in the low-carb group. You know, it's a dough. I don't put too much stock in that. Triglycerides went down a little bit more, kind of who cares. Other biomarkers like blood pressure, glucose, insulin levels weren't different between the groups. So the bottom line is Robert Atkins, didn't he die of a heart attack a little while ago? He would be cheering, saying, "I told you so." This study found that a low-carb diet, not even as severe a low-carb diet as he recommended, caused significantly greater weight loss. And so if you are looking to do something, after the holidays, we're recording this around the holidays, certainly that's on our mind, please think about that alternative to the low-fat diet.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. For those listeners who missed Mark's response related to DOES, that relates to a disease-oriented outcome as opposed to a patient-oriented outcome, meaning that it's a surrogate marker and perhaps isn't quite as important. Anyways, thanks, Mark. Talk to you again next week after I've been on a low-carb diet.
Sounds good.
Okay.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.